Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Today's show. What about you, love?
Oh, I'm very excited about today's show.
Yeah.
It's a great topic that we're going to be talking about here tonight. We have a great guest that's going to be on the show, so I'm very excited about
that. Yes, I'm so excited. We thank God. I thank God, you know, for this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm super, super excited. I can't really explain how excited I am. We have Apostle Miriam on the show. We'll tell you a little bit more about her later in the show. But today we're talking about when God does it.
When God does it, won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Did he do it?
He did it.
When it comes to us, God definitely did it. When God does it, it has to look like God did it, not like man. You got to understand, when God does it, he makes it where it does not look like man. It looks like it's impossible. God comes in and does the impossible. Man does the possible. Then God comes in and he does the impossible. And all you can say is nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
Nothing but God.
Right. There's so many things that you can look at it that do that. One thing is when you see things that happen naturally, and just like you said, you know, when you see things that it's like you cannot explain how that happened, see, that's when you step from the natural to the supernatural.
Amen, amen. All right, Zappa, again, if you're just now tuning in to the show, we're talking about when God does it. Now, this show will make us to know and understand when God does it versus when man does it, because a lot of times we want to say that God has did it, and God is saying, I'm not nowhere in that. So the show will definitely make us to know and understand when God does it versus man. And when we are aware that God is moving in us and for us, we can rest and know everything is good no matter what happens. So we just trust God in the process of it all and allowing God to do it. Now, we will understand the love of God here on this show. And because of this love, he can turn, he can intervene and turn it around for our good. And I'm like I said, I'm so excited about this show. And what about you, Pastor? I know we have so much to be grateful for, knowing that God did it, knowing that God is still doing it and working it out for our good.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. There are so many things that I can think of, you know, that God did it, that God did it, and it was nothing but him. There's been times, you know, where I was wondering, okay, how am I going to do this? Where is this going to come from? Where is the money going to come from? Or how am I going to get out of this situation? And the more I thought about it, you know, how I was going to do it, the more I thought it, I got to that point where it was just a blank. It was a blank.
You should let go and let God.
You know, just let it go. But it was something that happened. It was something that happened. And if you don't mind, I would like to read one scripture here. One
scripture. Please give us the word. We always want to stand on the word of God. Let's stand on the word right now.
Well, the Bible says in James 1 and 2, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work its patience. There are some things in your life that you have been praying for to show up.
Jesus.
God heard you. Oh yeah, God heard you.
My God.
Now something needs to happen. Most of us think that either God don't want us to have it, is because we ain't ready for it yet. But the truth is, God do want us to have it. It's just how we ask for it. We ask in a manner of unbelief.
Jesus.
Now, there's something about precise. It's something about when you ask and you be precise about when you ask something, you know, to God, when you pray and you be precise about it. See, when you are precise about on what are you asking, see, you are using a powerful gift that God have gave us called the imagination. But you are precise. You are thinking about it precisely what it is that you are praying about, and you are very precise about it. Okay? And that's a gift. That's a gift of the imagination. Okay? So what happens right there when you're precise and you're using this gift, see, now whatever it is that you have praying about, you be precise about it when you're talking about it. And see, you need to know how to go to Scripture. Go to Scripture that governs whatever it is that you're asking about. Whatever it is that you're asking about, you know, go to Scripture. Know the laws and know the promises that God said, because, you know, when you're in the body of Christ, you know, what it is for God wants, he wants us to have life and have an abundance. Anything that you ask in Jesus' name, it shall be given to you. And there are other scriptures that you can go to actually find that. So
amen.
Once you find these scriptures, once you find these scriptures here for what it is that you're praying about, open up your mouth and say what is already written. Just say what is already written. See, when you open up your mouth and you say what is already written, what you're doing, you are commanding these things to show up, because God will not tell a lie. When you use scripture and you say to God what God had already said to you, you're enforcing your authority to be able to use your power for these things to show up. See, now you are believing right. You're not just asking, but you are believing right, and you're backing it up with scripture. Amen.
Amen. If you just had tuned in to the preaching of the past, we're talking about when God does it. When in your life that, you know, you've been in a situation, circumstances are piling up on you, you feel like this is it, I can't take it no more, then God steps in and intervenes. Pastor was talking about praying and believing, which you pray for, and having faith in that prayer and standing on God's word. But when you get to that point in your life, I know I've been to that point where death was knocking at my door. All I had to do was let death in, it would have taken me out. But God stepped in and God did it for me. And that's when God said, right then, you're ready now. You're ready for me to work in you and do miracles, to do what I've called you to do. When God does it, see, people could not deny the work of the Holy Spirit in me, what God was doing in me, because it got to look like God. It got to look like God's hand is in it. It got to look like God. So even in the beginning, if we look in Genesis, when God does it, we know men couldn't do it, because if they could speak right now and create a whole universe, a whole world, they would do it. The Bible declares that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Only God could do that, not man, not woman, because believe, because even now, they are cloning. their cloning.
Right,
so believe
right,
if they could
right.
do it, come on now, Hashabadeboshata. Only God can do it. So it has to look like God. Even when he sent Moses to go get the children of Israel, when he said, go get, tell them to let, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Only God could do that. Only God could work in him the way that he did in Moses so that they would know that God had sent him. That's why it had to be so much to come upon Egypt. Excuse me, y'all. I'm getting excited right now. That it had to look like God was doing it. It wasn't for man. It wasn't for man. It was for them to see that God was doing it. So he said, so that they would know that I am God. It had to look like God was doing it. So even when Moses went to
That's
go
right.
get the children, he said, well, how? What am I supposed to tell them? Who sent me? They're not going to come because of me. He said, tell them I am.
That's right.
I am the way.
Amen.
I am. So it has to look like God. A lot of times the enemy was sending to make it look like God, and you say, oh, God did this, and God said, I'm not nowhere in that, though it looked like God hand is in it. But you got to look at that thing carefully to make sure that it is God that is doing it, because a lot of times if we're and we're going to talk to Apostle Miriam about that, because we can be, babies in ministry. And we can be deceived.
Amen.
Even the Bible says even the elect can be fooled. Even the elect may be fooled.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
You know, and we'll talk a little bit more about what God did in my life and how God called me. And I knew that was God that was doing it in me. And I know my husband has a great testimony about our daughter. When the doctors came to him, he was operating in faith, on faith, stood on faith, as well as myself, knowing and believing and trusting God in all our situations. And when we did that, God definitely showed up. It's been times in your life when the doctor said, you know what, it's in God's hand. All you can do is pray. And miracles being worked, even with my mother when she got sick and the doctor had gave her a bad report, and we stood on the word of God, and God stepped in and God did it. The doctors was questioning, like, how is this? Because we counted you out, but then God came in and counted you in. So, again, if you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about when God does it, he does it. And when God does it, the Bible declares that no one can add to it or take away from it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
When God bless you, man can't curse you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, if you're just now tuning in and you want to chime in on this conversation later in the show, we'll be opening up the lines and we bring on Apostle Miriam Moore on the line. We're excited about her. She's from Nigeria. She's been here in America. We'll ask her how long she's been here. We had the pleasure of meeting her, praying with her, covering, you know, her covering us as we cover her as well. And she actually married us. So we're so excited about having her on the show.
That's right. I'm so excited to have her on the show. You know, she's a very powerful woman of God. And I'm very excited to be able to speak to her tonight and allow her to speak.
Allow her to speak and see a little bit more about what she does and the calling that's on her life. I'll let her explain all of that, how God brought her out and into the ministry, the fivefold ministry as an apostle, what that means at this time and what's going on in the world at this time. And I'm just so excited. If you're tuning in online right now and you want to be a part of this conversation, if you want to ask Apostle Miriam any questions or us, the preacher and the pastor, please give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. And again, if you need prayer, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. We're out in the highways and the byways. So look for us. We may be, what can I say, at the door next to you on the corner, street corner.
Right.
So look for us. We are the Gospel
street
Public Ministry. So, Pastor, before I go on and bring Apostle Miriam on, when God does it, what does that bring to your mind when you hear that, when God does it?
One thing that brings my mind is the most important thing that brings that comes to my mind is God, he sent, who he sent. Okay, when we say God does it, it's who he speaks.
Jesus.
He has already
Christ.
Sent his son. He said his only begotten son.
His only begotten son.
So
hallelujah.
When you say God does it, see, God has did it.
Come on. He already,
did it. He already sent his son.
Jesus.
Now, to everybody that say that they are in the body of Christ, that means that we are followers of Christ. So if you say that you are a follower of Christ, that means you are standing on his word. You are standing
hallelujah.
On what he has already obtained. And what he has already obtained, he's made grace available for you to be able to use it. And that's what God has done. I can go so far with that, but it's who he sent, which is Jesus
Amen.
Christ. He has already sent Jesus Christ, have overcame the whole world.
Amen.
Anything that
when
you can
God
possibly think
it.
Of to show up in your life, Jesus Christ have already taken care of all of that for you. It's already done. Matter of fact, that was the last thing we said before he gave up the ghost, you know, that it is finished.
It is finished.
So God has already done it.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor. At this time, we're going to bring Apostle Miriam Moore on the line. Yay. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, Apostle Miriam. I have you
hallelujah.
On live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hello,
my sister.
Hallelujah.
Hey. God, we're
showing. Welcome.
I'm excited
yes.
for you, the pastor
Amen.
And the preacher. My
yes.
goodness.
The
oh
pastor and the preacher.
And the preacher.
My,
I am.
And the preacher.
I'm yes, and the preacher. That's
yes.
Amen.
Motherland.
Amen.
I'm so excited yes. for you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I trust
you.
What God is doing in your life. I am
Thank
also
you,
honored by Jesus for the divine relationship that we have because
Amen.
Of the
Amen.
Walk that is ahead of us, you know.
Amen.
When God
yes.
does it, everything about life and every relationship, every step, it is when God does it. So,
yes.
so I am so grateful that,
Amen.
You know, I know you too, the preacher, and the pastor. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Your ministry is called Hope for the Heart. Tell us a little bit
yes.
about Hope for the Heart and how did you come to America? How did you end up here in Houston, Texas?
Okay, thank you so much. As a young girl, I began to hear the voice of God inside of me, even though I didn't understand it when I was 7 years old. And that conversation with the Spirit of God was the first time I prayed. And I prayed to God in heaven. That's how I addressed God at 7 years old. So, life just went on with me. I was working with Nigerian customs. So everything was very good with my job. And life was a little bit ups and downs. But God kept on, you know, speaking to my heart that he wanted to use me. It wasn't the direction of the job that I was doing. So that conversation, the more money I had, the more depressed I became because I was not in the right place with the Lord. And I wasn't a believer, but I had that conviction inside of my spirit. Yes, I didn't know what believer is, but I could tell that something was, you know, void. So then one day I you know, I went to crusade, and it was Reinhard Bonnke, and I got born again. But that was
Amen.
The beginning of the journey. So when I got born again, you know, I received Jesus, but my heart was still not quite converted. So the journey was still on there. And then I remember the middle of my promotion in life. I was a high-ranking officer. The Lord pulled me out. He said, I want you to come to America as a missionary. I mean, I was like someone, you know, that like Moses. Just I left everything. Everything that I own, and I ran to America with some group of people to become a missionary. But then when I was serving as a missionary, the Lord was speaking to me, and then I began to see my sin and my ways that I was, you know, the ways that I have lived my life. And it became more clearer and clearer. And the journey began from then on that I had, you know, visitation. Because when God walking with you, he'll visit you. He started visiting you by his word.
Yeah.
You know, there were prophecies that was coming on. And I began to withdraw from some of the things that I knew that was not holy and righteous before God.
Uh-huh.
By His Spirit. Yeah, by His Spirit, I started withdrawing, because when God calls you and does it, God has a standard. You know, the Bible says that the standard of God is sure. And God cannot, I couldn't offer God anything that could not cost me something. So it cost me to leave my comfort zone. It cost me also to live a decent life. That was the cost. But Jesus has taken the cost for me. But I needed to cooperate with God in order to move forward. See, that's how I came to America. And when I began the mission, I went back to Africa, hope for the heart. Now, God was calling me from the mission. He sent me back to Nigeria to go do mission. And I remember asking Him, what am I going to call the ministry? And I was fasting and praying. And He said, it shall be called Hope for the Heart. Because that was all I really had, was hope in God. And that's how the ministry Hope for the Heart began. And still been functioning from glory to glory, because God works with us from step by step, you know.
Yeah.
God works with steps, you know. Everything about God is a process. You have to allow, it process you, and it take you from glory to glory, step to step,
and
the ministry became more clearer to me up until now. Praise God.
Amen. So in Hope for Heart, your ministry, Pastor, you had something to ask Apostle Miriam? Go ahead.
I did have a question for you, Apostle Miriam.
Yes.
On this journey, when you became in the body of Christ, I can remember something similar, like what you were saying. And what I can remember is that when I became in the body of Christ, you know, there was a lot of things, a lot of people that were tempting me, you know, to go back, to not to follow on, not to do that, not to say, not to be in the body of Christ. Can you remember anything that tried to tempt you, that tried to get you away from this assignment that you knew you were on?
Yes. When the Lord was speaking to me to serve Him, of course I wasn't going to church. I didn't know much about churches, Pentecostal, any of that. But when I walked into the church, when I walked into the church, in Africa, the church was different. But when I came to America and I started going to the church, I was observing the people, and I see that there was a lot of attention toward the pastors. And, it's almost like there was a competition who's going to get the pastor's attention and favor. So, I really wanted God to, to clean me. So I didn't really quite get involved in what they were doing, because I was really in communication with God. So and most of the time they wanted me to do ushering, or they want me to sing in the choir. But I kept telling God that I was not clean enough to serve Him, because I was still probably sleeping around and I was still doing things that were not holy. So to me, in my spirit man with God, I couldn't move forward in those areas, because I keep telling God, you have to clean me, give me the spirit of self-control, in order for me to serve you clean, in a pure way. And what discouraged me a lot around church people was I knew that coming to church, I needed to take back what the pastor was teaching me back home to practice it. I needed to take everything that the pastor preached in the church. I had to go back home and read the Bible. What I was doing at home was more than 30 minutes or 40 minutes inside the church. I was really asking God to change me, asking God to know Him. And I learned the principle from God that when I go to church, church was not a place where I go to make friends. Church was a place like a school for me. So I wasn't going into the church to be, I love everyone in the church, but not to draw as friends. all over the church, you know, because to me, at that stage of my life, I feel like it was a distraction, you know, because
right.
I needed to know what anybody is in church to do before I know, you know, if I needed to be their friend or not. So God was teaching me standards that kept me to today. I don't know if I answered your question.
Amen.
Oh,
I do want to say something. I do want to say something because the question that Pastor had was, were you tempted? Because when he was, you know, like any of us, when we're in transition, the enemy is going to try to divert us from what God has for us to do, and we have to stay strong. So, and it brings me to when God does it, when we are able to overcome those temptations, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able,
yes.
but with the temptation
yes.
will also make the way of escape that you may be able to hear it. Now, what does this mean? So, in the culture field, with moral depravity and sin-inducing pressure, Paul here gave strong encouragement to the Corinthians about temptation. Because I understand being tempted and being able to walk away from it, and God give us the strength to walk away. So he said, one, wrong desires and temptations happen to everyone. So we don't feel that we've been singled out. And two, others have resisted temptation, and so can we. And three, any temptation can be resisted because God will help us to resist it. God helps us to he helps us because I remember me being in a situation where I was going in, so, oh, Lord, I don't want to do this, but help me, because I knew that when I went into this place, there was a chance. I didn't know if I was strong enough. So before I went, I asked God to help me in this situation that I will not be tempted to be the old me or go back to the old way of me. So the Bible declares that he will help us.
Mm-hmm.
God helps yes. us to resist temptation
yes.
by
mm-hmm.
he steps in and he helps us and we recognize this. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to step in and say something regarding that because it happens
mm-hmm.
to the, if I can say the best of us, those that are called apostles, prophets, pastors, and
mm-hmm.
preachers with the Bible declares that God will
mm-hmm.
be with us to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray for God's help and we seek.
Mm-hmm.
We seek friends
mm-hmm.
who love God. We seek people who love God and can offer help
yes.
when we are tempted
mm-hmm.
to be around like-minded people, that people that are operating
mm-hmm.
in the Holy Spirit that can help us.
Mm-hmm.
So running
mm-hmm.
from a tense situation is our first step on our way to victory. We have to run
mm-hmm.
from those things. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm just so excited. So
amen.
definitely,
amen.
You know, I just wanted to just say a little something about what Pastor was saying and asking you because I believe that we've all been there.
Yes, I absolutely. There was a lot of temptation like that, you know, where I wanted to run back to my old life, run back to what I knew how to do. But God kept helping me because the desire to serve him, you know, when God calls and when God does it, God would, you know, allow his spirit, his anointing, his strength.
Yes.
So one of the
yes.
scripture that came to mind, I don't know where it is exactly, but it says that who is the man that will want to run or build a house without counting the block? So it was like a question. Yeah, if you want to build a house or you want to start up a company, you have to count the cost. So, yeah, there was a
yes.
lot of time that I had to count the cost that I'm embarking in a journey with God. And the fear of that will come. But God will help me again and back off a scripture like this. Like, what would it benefit
Jesus.
You, Miriam, if you will gain the whole world and lose your soul? So, see, God,
Jesus.
When God calls and when God does it, he's always there to help, you know, to help you all the way, you know. And that's what the pastor was saying, you know, God, when God does it, you know that God is the one doing it with you.
Amen.
And no, and no matter what you go through, you know that God, no matter what I went through, God was helping me you know, not to stay there, you know.
Amen.
And from the beginning, he also gave me his word in Jeremiah. He said, because again, I was also afraid. Like, my goodness, who are you and where are you going? And of course, the enemy
Jesus.
Will be stopping, you know, was stopping
Jesus.
Me and, yeah, not to move forward. But God said to me by his word, because everything, all the journey goes back to God's word. So God's word, the Bible, was a treasure to me. Because there is no way you God can call and do it if you have no word of God inside. Because
My
God
Lord.
Cannot walk without his word. God cannot walk, God does not walk with void of anyone who is not willing to take his word as he said it and walk with it no matter what. So the word of God was just the step all the way. You know, the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, the first time I had it, I didn't know where it was. It took me days to find it in the Bible because God was speaking within me that my spirit is in you. And he said, go read the book of Jeremiah 1, I've called you. Then the next scripture the Lord was telling me to read, I think it's in the book of Matthew or Mark, where he said, upon you I will build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail. So everything is about the word of God. And honestly, when we have a converted heart, the word of God instantly would be inside of us. But you have to look at the Bible and then to stir up what is inside of you through Christ. That's my only
thing.
Because the word of God... Yeah, you have to look at it. You have to put it at your eye gate. Then you have to also be willing to obey. Then it will stir up the spirit within you, just like Paul said to Timothy, stir up the spirit that is within you because it was laid upon you by the anointing.
Amen.
The spirit of God is, stir it up. So the word of God that I was putting inside my eye gate was stirring up the spirit of the anointing of God, according to Jeremiah, that was deposited inside of me while I was in my mother's womb.
Amen. Apostle Miriam, we thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been definitely an inspiration to those that are listening, as well as myself and my husband. I do want to talk a little bit more about your ministry. You know, what do you do? I know we talked a little bit about it earlier today, but can you tell the people exactly what your ministry entails?
Thank you so much, the preacher, because I know that's what you are, the preacher and the pastor. Thank you so much. I love you. Well, what the ministry does, what we do is when I first began, the Bible says that if you're faithful with small things, God will give you big things. So when God calls us, God has a specific, the word specific, meaning a particular gift that God has deposited inside of me. But at first, as I go close to God and I keep serving in what was placed before me to do, then God will begin to release that anointing. And he said, if you are faithful with one thing, I will give you nation for an inheritance. So in in our progressive in ministry, we do counseling, and also help newborn babies, mothers that are pregnant, and mothers that just have babies. And the reason why we help them is because the mystery of how to inherit generational blessing instead of generational curse. That's why the Lord released working with newborn mothers and pregnant women. Then we do teaching on how to discover your gift and your purpose. Because, like I said, God was calling me when I had the best job in my life. When I thought I was very rich as a young girl in 23, I was mingling with presidents. I was very wealthy. So it wasn't the money, but the more money, the more sad. And I literally could see myself in a pit. So the money was not satisfying me, but what satisfies is the gift of God. So in our ministry, we'll do mentorship. Yes, mentorship. And we do mentorship. And of course, I minister in churches. But one of the greatest one there is that I am a child of God. All of those gifts, without the giver, there is no gift.
Amen. You heard it here.
The giver. Yes.
The giver.
Yes.
Amen. We just thank God. Oh, Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We thank you so much, Apostle.
That's what our ministry does. We go teaching ministry, You know, we ordain many people who have churches all around Houston and all around the world. You know, mentor them and ordain them, making sure that they're walking in their exact anointing. You know, I'm not the one or we making it. It's already in you because Jeremiah
Amen.
Said it's in you before you were born. But sometimes
Amen.
We can make a choice and we don't want to go towards what God has given to us because we want something better. But when we take any gift beside the gifts that God has given us, we will not be fulfilled, and God will not also recognize whatever you're serving on earth if it's not what he has called you to do. Yes. So it's very profound that in this end time and in where we are going right now as a world and global, that you know exactly what is it that you were created to do.
Yes. If you're just now tuning in to the show right now, we're talking about when God does it, and we have Apostle Miriam Moore on the line right now. We're so excited. Her ministry is called Hope for the Heart. We thank you so much, Apostle, for being on the show. Don't go anywhere right now. We're going to see if anyone has any questions for the preacher, the pastor, and for you, Apostle. At this time, you can chime in by pressing 1, and we'll bring you onto the line so you can ask Apostle Miriam, you know, anything about when God did it for her or her ministry or the pastor and the preacher at this time. And, Apostle, we want to invite you to stay on the line. We do have a segment in the show that's called Preach, Preacher. And whatever God is putting on your heart that you can give the people, Preach, Preacher. And it's about 2 or 3 minutes of the word that God has for you. And so, Pastor, do you have anything to say at this time?
No, I just wanted to, I do have something to I do have something to say. When God does it, you know, there's a lot of people, including myself. You know, we be looking for something to show up. You know, we're just looking for something to happen, looking for something to happen. And a lot of times, you know, we block what God has already put in place. We will block ourselves. We'll block ourselves by not accepting, you know, that hey, it's time to change. It's time to change. It's time to move away from that. It's time to let those things go and to let those people go and to move. Which sometimes we try to hold on to the old thing when God has all new things for us. He has new things. He has a new life for us. He has a new place for us to live. And it's hard for us to just let go of the past. One of the hardest things you're ever going to do in your life is let go. Let go of the
and
old.
And I
kind of
think so, like
pain.
That for, yeah, for Apostle Miriam, because she left her home, not just in, like, moving from one state to another in the U.S., but she left her country. She came from a whole other continent to come to the United States of America. And the culture is different. We live different here. So to listen to God and move and trust God in the move.
That's trust and that's faith. That's faith. Now, I just moved here to Texas from Louisiana, and even from a little small
that's
place
down
where
the
I'm
street.
From, you know, that was a that's down the street, but even as a little kid, that was the scariest thing. You know, I didn't even see maybe 1,000 people in my whole lifetime to move to a place where there were millions of people at one time. So moving from Africa to the United States, you got to be all the way in faith, not knowing anybody. That's all faith. That's all God's doing.
And she and Apostle Miriam said you had everything you could want. I'm sure you were, you know, had the house, you had the money, and to come here and leave everything, basically starting over.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I'll ask this question, and then we'll go to a music break, and then we'll come right back and have you on for preacher. Let me ask you this, Apostle Miriam: when you made that move and you got over here to the United States, were you afraid? Were you like, oh my God, I just don't know if I can do it?
Yes, I was. I was afraid, and I missed my family, my mom, and my friends that I'm used to. The language is different. You know, we speak British Queen English. You guys, America, speak American English. So I have to learn. I have to actually go back to school. And yes, I was really afraid. I was not just afraid. You could be home depressed, and it takes a period of time for every person who travels from one continent to another continent to adjust into that country.
Yes.
So it just took me a while, and I adjusted, and it become home. And now I have you know, friends like you, and I have mothers. You know, you make friends where you are, and you also serve the land, because many people don't understand when they move to a place, God is expecting the grace that He has placed upon you to be a blessing to that land. And if you're complaining about America, let's say you're from any country and you're listening to this program, or wherever land that you are, if you're complaining about that place, it means you're really not praying for the land, and you're not serving for the grace of God upon that land to come upon you. Because every land where we go, the Bible says we should possess. But how can I possess anything that I'm not cultivating? Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Yeah. If you just tuned in to preach the preacher and the pastor show, we're talking about when God does it, and we have Apostle Miriam Moore online, and we're so excited about having her and just her opening up to us about her journey here to America and what God is doing in her and what God has done in her life. And so we're just so grateful. At this time, we're going to take a music break. We'll come back for Preacher with Apostle Miriam Moore. So we're going to give you a chance, amen. Apostle, to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's about 2 to 3 amen. Minute segment. You will be preaching to the people as they are listening. We'll be right back. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the show, the pastor, the preacher, and the pastor. Pastor, you okay?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so blessed. I'm glad to have Apostle Miriam on the show. You know, she's given a lot of inspiration and told us a lot about, you know, our journey in life. I'm just so excited.
Amen. And we'll come back. Again, if you're just tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor, we're talking about when God does it. And as we come back from this music break, we'll get to our segment of Preacher with Apostle Miriam Moore. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here.
Preacher Ann.
The pastor.
The pastor. I just want to tell you my love. I love you. And I told you today, I love you.
Okay, I love you too. I love you too.
I know God did it. That God brought us together.
Oh, yeah.
Only God could do it. And one day we'll tell you our story, how God did it for us in this marriage. I'm just so excited about my husband and what God is doing in him and what God is doing for us. And so one day we'll share that story. But at this time, we have Apostle Miriam for our segment of the show of Preach. Preacher, Apostle Miriam,
pray
God use you.
Amen. I'm just so thankful with what God will do with the two of you, and I am grateful to be a part of you and also to be, you know, one person that is lifting you up in your marriage because God gave me that opportunity. So you're blessed.
Amen.
One thing I
Amen.
Know is that there's never anything that I have seen and failed in life when it comes to human development in Christ. So I know that I know God is taking you to somewhere. And whoever is listening today, what I want to share is God has a purpose for each one of us. God has created you and I with a purpose in mind. And everything that God created in life has a specific assignment. The moon, the stars, the animal world, and also the vegetable kingdom, which is the food that we eat, the ornaments that we wear, the television, the chair, the couch, the you know, the online show that we're using now. And in this day and age, with what we see with the coronavirus, yes, it's an infection virus, but God is aware. And the preacher can tell you that we had, and the pastor, we had a global prayer because the Lord said there is nothing he would do without telling his prophet. So the Lord has spoken to many people about what was coming. And we were prepared because we prayed. Every prayer you can think going on, we did pray that prayer in that global prayer.
Right.
And this preacher, she was calling me and we're praying together, and she could bear witness to you that China did come up in our prophetic prayer. So what am I saying by saying this? Please discover why you were created. You know, let me give you this example. As I was mentioning every specific area that God created, every assignment under the heavens and on the earth and on the sea and on the mountain, everything is on assignment. You know, everything is on assignment. So it breaks the God's heart if we go through life not knowing why he made us. And we're not fulfilled because we don't have peace inside, because we're not doing what God wants us to do. Or we're doing something else because someone else was doing it. Now remember this illustration here. Lemon is not lime. Spinach is not green. It's not colored green. So there are areas of life. A papaya is not pineapple. They sound alike, but they're not the same. So you're discovering the purpose and plan of God and the gift of God that's already in you is the key why you are existing. Discovering how to grow with it. Okay, if you are walking somewhere right now, you can still discover God where you are, but it has to be the desire to know, what am I created for? Now, one more thing that I will say. We were talking about the Bible. You can't take Mercedes to Toyota because they are different companies and model. The only one that can tell you who you are is God. And it is through his word and through serving wherever you are now. The Bible said, I'd rather be a cleaner of the restroom or a gate man in the house of God than to be something. So we have to start from somewhere. We have to start from somewhere. We have to be obedient to serve.
Right.
Serve with people. Walk with people. You know, support
Amen.
The things of God. Push it forward. Don't pull it down. Don't
Amen.
Pull anything that has to do with the name of God down. Push it forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So
Amen.
We're going to be having class, and we are going to be teaching. And I will let the preacher and the pastor know. And if you need any encouragement, any thing that we could do in One Hope for the Heart, please contact my favorite people on the earth, is these two couple. I am really happy with
Amen.
Them. And I,
Amen.
They're my favorite
Amen.
Two people. So thank you so much.
Glory to God.
And,
thank you so much.
I'm holding on for any question.
Yes. So at this time, we just want to bless you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your servant, Lord God, your obedient servant. Lord, we ask, Lord God, all that she pours out, Father God, as she do the work, kingdom work, Father God, for your people, Lord, that you would strengthen her, that you would continue to guide her. Lord, refresh the anointing that's on her life, Lord God, that her hair lack no oil and her garments to remain white in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let her have no lack, Lord God. Let there be no lack of your goodness in her life, Lord God. Lord, send help from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, give her the desire of our heart, Lord God, as she delights herself in you day in and day out. Lord, bless her in her going and coming, oh God. Lord, I ask that you encamp your angels around her right now, oh God, as you do each and every day, protecting her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over your family, over your finances, your health, your strength, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your ministry right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask so tonight in Jesus' name that you would command the increase on our life right now. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we seal this prayer with
thank
the blood
you.
Of Jesus Christ of
the
Nazareth.
Of Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And we all say amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen.
Thank you for being on the show, Apostle Miriam. I'm
thank
sure
you.
This will
yes.
not be your
thank
last
you
time
so
on the show.
Yes.
Is there anything
thank
you want to say
you.
To Apostle Miriam before we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, Pastor?
I just want to come into agreement, and I just want to say thank you as well. For what you're doing in the community. Thank you for what you are doing in the world. You're
thank
definitely
you.
Doing kingdom work. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
I love you
thank
guys.
You so much.
I love you. So
we love
much.
You too.
God
bless you.
Bless you.
Have
yeah,
a good
yes,
night.
Thank you.
If you just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor, we were just on air with Apostle Miriam. We love her so much. We're just so grateful to have her and to be and have her to take the time out of her busy schedule to be on the show and to share the word of God. She's definitely a woman of God operating in the Holy Spirit. So we definitely are happy and excited about what God is doing in her and for her. And I'm getting excited. I'm gonna let you take over, Pastor. We have a few minutes of the show. You got food for thought or remarks regarding the show.
All right. Food for thought for tonight. Wherever you are right now and whatever it is that you're doing, if you're in your home or if you're online or you're on the telephone or whatever it is that you're doing, remember that God loves you. Remember that Jesus, that he loves you. And he intends for us to be prosperous in every area of our life. I want to have a little food for thought here, and I want to come from John 14. John chapter 14. I'm going to start right here at the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus Christ, he had to go before us. He had to go before us to prepare a place for us. But he said, don't let your heart be troubled. I'm just going to be gone just for a little while, but I will come to receive you. See, when Jesus Christ coming to receive us, we won't be dead. We won't be dead. See, God, when he receives his children, we are alive. We are alive in Christ. So
Amen.
All these things that's trying to battle for your thoughts today, you know, the coronavirus or no work or whatever it is that's trying to battle for you, God has already made a way. He's already made
Amen.
A way for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. That was definitely a powerful, that was a good food for thought to eat off of for the rest of the week. We just thank God. And the topic today, if you're just tuning in, as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, is when God does it. When God does it, it looks like God. It looks. It doesn't look like the natural. It looks like the supernatural. When you think about David, and David said in Psalms 23, verse 5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Think about that. Who can prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and you can stand and they can do nothing to you? Because God, only God can do this. Only God can prepare a table. Come on now, Pastor, before you in the presence of your enemies while they watch you eat, those that have come against you, those that try to take you out, take your life, take what you have taken. But God said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, because only God can do this. And when you can stand in the midst of your enemies, that you know that nothing can harm you. But the Bible says in Psalm 91, that 1,000 fall at my left and 10,000 at my right, because you have God. God is doing it. You're going to be a spectator because God is doing it. When God does it, it looks like God. How did you come through the storm? How did you come through the fire? How did you make it when the doctors counted you out, when they said you was dead, and then 5 minutes later they walk back in the room and you're breathing, you're talking, and they trying to figure out how did this happen? That's when you know God has stepped in and God has done it, because it got to look like God. It ain't about you. It's about God and what God is doing in you. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about when God does it. When God does it. I know what God has done for me. I knew it was God. It wasn't me. When I was called into ministry, it wasn't about nobody but God. And the Holy Spirit spoke and said, God would get the glory for this. Not man, not woman, but God. And I saw how God was doing that thing and how God was working those things out of me and how God was working things in me. And when I walked in places, it looked like God. I didn't have to say I'm a prophet. I didn't have to say I'm a pastor. I didn't have to say I'm a woman of God. It was all on me. It was all in me. It looked like God. I walked like God. I spoke like God. But I didn't have to tell him who I serve. It was all on me when God does it. Hallelujah. Right, if you just now tuning in, hallelujah. We're talking about when God does it. I got a little excited, and Apostle Miriam already did preach. We usually have a segment of the show with Nana Ford and Willie Earle on, but they won't be on tonight. They are in counseling. We did get some reports back that they were, kind of arguing too much on the show, so they're in counseling at this time.
When
they come back.
They're
trying to work that thing out. So we hope that God would, we trust and believe that God is doing it in their marriage. They've been married for 62 years. So hopefully they'll be back on the show, if not tomorrow, sometime this week. So we're definitely excited. You all, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We do, we'll come to your home, your neighborhood. If you know anyone that's in need, an area that's in need, your community, please let us know. If you're needing prayer, please feel free to give us a call. We do have Bible study. You can call and get all that information. Our number is 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. I'm trying to slow down a little bit in my talking, because I do talk fast, and when I get excited, I talk even faster. So please forgive me. It seems like my words are just coming together. But we definitely are excited about what God is doing in this season. I know that it don't look good for some of us, because we're not looking at it in the way that God has already worked it out. And when we trust God to do it and knowing that it's already done. Because one thing about when God does it, and you got to know this, we know it's God. You know, people saying, well, God brought on the coronavirus and God did that, but you just got to know when God is in it. And we're wrapping up the show. We have about 90 seconds. Pastor, do you have something quick that you want to give to the people before we log out for tonight?
Yes, I do. When God do it, we want to know. Sometimes, we say, well, God sent the corona. No, God didn't send the coronavirus. Read the word of God. See, God do not bring death and destruction. God comes to bring life. The thief, which is Satan, brings death and destruction. Someone spoke, loose that devil. I mean, that's what it is. The coronavirus, a devil that's loose. It's a devil that's loose. So we have to realize that that is not God's doing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you all for tuning in when God does it. And just trust God to do it in your life, to do it in you, and just watch God work that miracle and watch people see and know that God is doing it for you.
And we just thank you. God bless you all, to all the listeners online, those who have called in on tonight. May God bless you, give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. May God intervene, divinely intervene in your situation on tonight and turn it around for your good. We're trusting God. We're touching and agreeing together on tonight that it's already done, and that you will have a great testimony on what God has done for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Tune in tomorrow to our show, Flocking with Your Flock, here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on The Preacher and the Pastor. Have a good night. God bless you.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally